seeing Nacho go off the ice in that manner that maybe led to the response that you guys had after that point?
I think it's kind of the opposite. It doesn't really get you going. You are just worried about your teammate. Hate seeing that. So hopefully he's okay.
When you get five of your top six forwards scoring in a game like that, what does it say about this team's ability to stay hungry?
You get a five-minute power play, you want to take advantage of it. I mean, that's a big point in the game. They had just scored to make it 2-1, kind of riding some momentum. So that was a big moment in the game. We had to take advantage of that. Luckily we did enough good things and got rewarded.
Like, you've talked about the weapons on the power play, and would those two quick goals be a good example? You obviously take the shot and score, and then it looked like on the pass to Mark, you kind of drew a couple guys over to you. I guess they have to respect that you may shoot again, and instead you find Mark wide open.
Yeah, the more options we have, the better. Obviously, Mark and Patty are elite goal scorers, and obviously, you throw Kyle into that mix too. For me and Peeler, it's important that we're still a threat. Even if it's not going in, they got to know that there's an opportunity for us to rip shots, and the more we can get through and capitalize on, the more they have to think about, and obviously then, we can open those three guys up as well.
Are you sensing more of a comfort level from Neil at the top? Obviously getting used to new power plays takes time.
Yeah, I mean, there's just so many little nuances you got to understand. When that puck comes to me, it's you're making reads really, really quickly on the fly. So, you got to have guys where you need them. And, if there's a little bit of hesitancy and maybe not everyone in the right spot, it kind of ruins the flow of the power play. So I think he's been a quick study, realizing, where the weapons are and how we, need to set up in order to have success. And the most important thing is he's not scared to shoot the puck. That was our message to him early on. I think for a young kid to come in new to the team, he wants to make everyone happy. Sometimes it's kind of hard to walk in there and just want to start ripping shots. You want to, set up guys for one-timers and be everyone's buddy. But, it's important for him to shoot it. And I think he's starting to establish that he's a threat up there. And obviously that's going to lead to more open looks for some other guys.
On Nick Ehlers' first goal, it looked like 1-2 to him in. Is that a set play or is that just a nice faceoff that went well?
Yeah, it's a set play. I mean, obviously you have him set up there for the one-timer. Ideally you'd like to win that clean, but, I was able to get enough of the puck to win it over to Rosie, and, great job by him jumping through and knowing where Nicky was. So great job by those two guys. Hopefully we can start doing some more of that stuff in the offensive zone.
You guys, I know you only focus on your own game, and Philadelphia's been a bit of a hurting club, and they've got a guy that's obviously got some health issues, serious ones, and then they lose yesterday, and they're coming in only less than 24 hours. I mean, in a sense, can be a dangerous club at this time?
Every team's going to play a game like they had to play today. I mean, they played last night at 6 and then 4 o'clock today. That's tough. We're gonna face that at some point this year. So you know that coming in, you got to jump on them. The more we allow them to hang in the game, the more they're going to get their legs under them. But playing two NHL games in under 24 hours is damn hard. So we knew that coming in, and it was important for us to have a good first.